This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, the poisoning of an opposition leader, and allegations that it offered bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the state health officials are complaining the Trump administration expanded vaccinations to a wider group of people this month without providing enough doses to meet the demand.
Authorities in California, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, and Hawaii warn their supplies are running out, while New York City is canceling some vaccination events. The head of the Scripps Research Translational Institute says the vaccine rollout has been a major disappointment, calling it a fatal mistake by the Trump administration for not ordering enough vaccine, which was then snapped up by other countries.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. European Union leaders were seeking Thursday to address the coronavirus pandemic's mounting challenges, including increased calls to limit travel and tighten border controls to contain more infectious variants of the disease. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said before in an evening leaders' video conference that European countries needed to take the new mutation found in Britain seriously to avoid a third wave. Leaders who have full control over their own borders were discussing testing protocols for cross-border communities, she added. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is seeking to push the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump to February. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Rossia, Washington.
Several Senate Democrats have asked the Ethics Committee to investigate Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley in order to, quote, fully understand their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Seven Senate Democrats, including Rhode Island Sheldon Whitehouse, Tina Smith of Minnesota, and Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, have asked the chair of the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri's Josh Hawley to see if they failed to put loyalty to the highest moral principles and to country above loyalty to persons, party, or government department. The Democrats say a cloud of uncertainty will hang over them and over this body until the complaint is resolved. Hawley and Cruz led objections in the Senate to President Joe Biden's victory, even though such claims had led to threats of violence. Hawley calls the effort a flagrant attempt to exact partisan revenge. A Cruz spokesperson calls the actions frivolous ethics complaints. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Google said on Friday that it would block its search engine in Australia, if the government proceeds with a new code that would force it and Facebook to pay media companies for the right to use their content. Google's threat escalates a battle with publishers such as News Corp that is being closely watched around the world. Search giant had warned that its 19 million Australian users would face degraded search and YouTube experiences if the new code were enforced. IOC President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled altogether. Now set to open July 23rd, the Tokyo Games were postponed 10 months ago at the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, and now the event appears threatened again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, reported that the Games will have to be canceled. In a statement Friday, the local organizing committee did not address this directly. The Times story, but said that the Olympics were going forward and had the support of the Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.